Oh, it's Monday, the 29th of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. I hope everyone had a lovely weekend. We're here. I'm here, Lou Collins, with the wonderful Christine and the amazing Jason. How are you, Christine? How's your weekend been?
It flew by. I'm ready for another one. But other than that, I'm good.
Jason?
You do it every time.
I know.
That's his Scouser accent. every single time.
Every single Yorkshire, show. I know.
Yorkshire's about 80 miles east of hey, great. You know, all right, there, all right, hey, great, sorted.
Sorry.
Come on.
Well, that's the nearest I can do, I'm afraid. That's the nearest you're going to get. So, how's things? You were busy last week. I think the Leeds matches were on, and we got stood up for Leeds United.
Oh, it's depressing. It's very depressing. Friday night as well, depressing. We got hammered 4-0 by Queen's Park Rangers, but it's not over yet. There's more twists and turns. We've got an exciting to go. So,
I wish I had a bench in football. Okay,
anyway.
Cool. Good. Yeah. We moved on. We're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. Can I say, it's their anniversary today, 13 years. You'd think it'd be the perfect opportunity to send and have a nice little picture. But, oh no. Oh no, Kensington Palace has put out a never-seen-before wedding photograph 13 years ago. That's it. No messages, no pictures, no nothing. And he's going, but William's going to spoil her. Look, she's been missing. I don't, what is it now? She was seen on Christmas Day. So January, February, March.
It's been
April.
Four solid months.
Kate, no one has seen sight or sound of Kate Middleton. There's no comments from her family. There's no comments from her husband. They just keep putting out fake pictures, fake videos, fake stories. And now they're getting desperate. They have every, there has been no sight or sound of Kate Middleton. Nothing.
But that's what they do, though. They put old pictures out of dead people.
Well, they...
All we're saying is we
want to see proof of life. We want to see proof of life. What happened Boxing Day or Christmas Day night? What the hell happened? Because she was all smiles in her... I do love that blue. In her blue outfit, leaving the church Christmas Day. What happened between then and early hours of the 27th? What happened? And we just haven't seen any of them. We saw George with supposedly Rose Hanbury's son at an Aston Villa match a couple of weeks ago. No sign of the daughter, no sign of the youngest son. Again, more photos came out of the youngest son, actually, over the weekend, which were all because it was his birthday. So summing odds going on. Don't really know what's going on at all, but Harry is coming back apparently to the Invictus Games. So, and Charles has made his first royal appointment. I don't know. What say you? What say you, Christine, on this?
Well, as always, I just think that they have overshot. I think that they were not prepared. And I believe that they've all been taken out. I personally think they're all gone. I really do. And I don't mean just them. I think that more than what we can imagine has already happened. And I think that we are on the cusp of a public reveal.
Yeah,
I think it's coming very soon.
Jason, what do you think?
I'm still on that fence.
So there's also, I've got more on the royal family. Apparently Prince Harry's charity in Africa has been accused of widespread torture and rape. Now, bearing in mind, he is mentioned in the Diddy stuff. Harry is mentioned. They're not saying he's involved in it, but he was at the parties. So Harry's African Conservation Charity is facing renewed torture allegations. A former park ranger has now admitted to tying up suspects and beating them, including horrific torture techniques called the swing. So
that doesn't sound pleasant at all.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't sound.
Sounds a bit brutal.
So apparently, the scandal first broke in January. The Harry and Meghan Archwell Foundation said in a statement, when the Duke became aware of these serious allegations, he immediately escalated them to the chief executive and chairman of the board of African Parks, the appropriate people to handle next steps. It's just, oh dear, it's such a time to be alive. It really is.
It's something wicked basically comes. So much weird going on, isn't there? Something really weird.
Very weird. I'm gonna stick talking because it's just you and I with the stories, and Christine's gonna be commentating. So I'll get mine out of the way and then you've got the floor, Jace. FBI have just settled £139 million to victims of Larry Nassar. Who is Larry Nassar? Okay, so he was a family-like physician, GP. He then was the United States gymnasts team's doctor. In August 2016, a criminal complaint was made against him by a former gymnast. The complaint said that Nassar sexually abused this young girl when she was 15. It continued that Nassar abused many young girls between around the 2000 era. Shortly after that, somebody else put in a report, actually two more gymnasts, and accusing him of sexual assault when they were underage. And this was between the years of 1990 and 2000. In 2016, Nassar was charged with three counts of sexual assault with a 13-year-old. And many more girls ended up coming forward when the court case began. Nassar was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison and also got 60 years for child pornography. The Justice Department have just paid out $138 million to the victims after the FBI were found to not be taking the case seriously. So now what they're saying is that this will open up the door now to all the people who were accusing Epstein, because they were reporting it for years and years and years. So many different people went forward. And we only know of Vanessa Dufresne. That's how it came, Virginia Dufresne, because that's how it really came with her. But there have been hundreds more complaints made against him, and the FBI would not take it seriously. So this Olympic trainer is in trouble. And that then made me think of the Argentinian lady called Natasha Gerrit. She's dead. She died. She was killed because she was exposing more sports coaches, this time in the Argentinian football world. And it was nasty. She was calling it out. She also called out the Pope when he went visiting to Argentina. And shortly after that, she was found dead. That's a deep dive to do for another time, but it could be good news to all the victims of these evil, evil people.
Well, fingers crossed.
Staying on the same subject, Simon Cowell, he's broken his silence on sex abuse scandals, and apparently he was put in situations when he was younger. Shut up, Simon. Shut up. You were pictured in Thailand, holding, or the Philippines, or in Asia, with a very young girl in your arms. Shut up, Simon Cowell. You know you're finished. Do you know what I mean? Your best friend, you know George Clooney, you know all these people. You've been on Epstein Island, Branson's and everything else. You ain't going to do it. You're not going to play a victim. Nah. Sorry, that's my little outburst to Simon Cowell there. Right, who else we got? Diddy. He is now demanding, or his lawyers are, asking for one of the lawsuits that was filed against him back in November by a lady called Joy Dickerson Neal. And she put in a complaint about sexual assault by Diddy. What a surprise. And I will just read you the first paragraph of what she's accusing him of. The plaintiff brings suit against defendants to redress the substantial and lifetime injuries she suffered as a result of being drugged, sexually assaulted, abused, and being the victim of revenge porn that Sean Combs, Diddy, created and distributed. The plaintiff complains is going against the New York common law. And I'll just read the whole complaint very quickly. Joy Dickinson was a college student, pursuing a degree in psychology and filled with hopes of a bright future. Dickinson did not come from a family with means. She was raised by a single mum. She went to high school. She met Diddy. They went out for dinner. He drugged her, sexually abused her, filmed it, then sent it all round, revenge porn, etc. So he's trying to have this one thrown out. His lawyers are. I don't think it's going to stick. I think he's completely finished. And as we say, it's the arrests are imminent, absolutely imminent. But something Christine and I were talking about just before the show is we need to start going and having a look a bit behind who's behind, because we've got this Lucian Grange, head of Universal. He's been named in the lawsuits. So who's behind Lucian Grange at Universal? People appointed Lucian Grange to be head. He answers to somebody. So we know this is so big, and Diddy's probably just the fool guy, one of the fool guys. Who are these people behind it? We know we've got Ron Burkle. We know we've got Clive Davis.
So, I personally think you're going to... Go ahead.
It goes all the way to the top of the financial arm. It goes all the way to the top of the religious arm. It goes all the way to the top of the military arm. It goes all the way to the top of all the arms, unfortunately.
These, I agree.
That we see now, your Diddy's and your Epstein's, these are just being thrown at us to take the attention away from the real perpetrators. Yes, it's good that these people are getting the justice hurt. Absolutely. But you've got to, like I say, you've got to look at the hand that's controlling the fingers. And it goes all the way to the top. The spider's web is so deep and intricately woven with every aspect of society with it, right at the top echelons. It's there. And that's where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, we see that within the school stuff. Like, look at the big people behind getting all of these lobbyists behind getting that education into schools. You know, it's a huge agenda. This is a satanic. It is all a satanic agenda. And I really do hope people are realizing that now. I really don't. And all those people out there who don't believe in God, who don't believe in Jesus, but you believe in Satan. That's bloody insulting, really, that you can believe in this. You understand and people worship Satan. You can accept that, but you can't accept Jesus. I can't get my head around that one. Anywho, Jason, what have you got?
Well, our friends, our fighting age men that are coming from all over the East and all over Africa.
North, West, South, every direction.
Yeah, every direction apart from living in Europe. All these war-torn countries are these fellas are coming on what seem to look like military-powered boats, all wearing bright, luminous safety jackets. You know, these are people that are, you know, illegally crossing the channel that are getting all this aid. Well, they've been speaking about them in Parliament again today, and especially where Ireland's concerned. They've been at it all day as it happens. I've been watching it. But it has come now to pass where once an immigrant leaves England and goes to Ireland, they're not coming back. The door's shut. You can't come back. It's not like you don't like it, you can come back, which is what they've been doing. And this kind of falls in line with the Rwanda bill as well, which is hopefully going to, apparently, quote upon quote, scare the immigrants from coming to England if they're going and getting shipped straight back to Rwanda. So apparently this is supposed to be a deterrent. However, our friends with our luminous little life jackets keep floating across that English channel, you know, the one where we stopped the Germans from getting across, you know, nearly 100 years ago, that channel where the Navy, you know, had big ships there and the RAF flew planes over and stopped anybody coming across that channel. So they quite could easily stop people from coming across that channel. But it's all part of this engineered plan, I suppose.
We need to activate the fishermen. We need to activate the fishermen.
Well, yeah, they could snare him in the nets, couldn't they? But then, I suppose, well, you know, technically, if you're thinking about it, that's not on the land. So I suppose it's not a crime, is it? Because it's part of maritime law. So I'd have to see what kind of rules and regulations are around things like that, snaring or capturing people on the sea or whatever, walking the plank, because that'd be interesting to see what the outcome would be. But they've been arguing about it in Parliament, and apparently they're putting the block on from coming from Ireland. However, that doesn't stop the fact that there must be at least, well, officially, they're saying over a couple of 100,000, but in my estimate, I mean, I've been watching it going on before COVID, they were coming over. And if that's 2,000 a week, we've gone through, what, 200 weeks? So I'm talking maybe about 1 million of them that are probably in this country. So it's interesting to see what's going on there. Because we all know that these are young men of fighting age. We all know that the plan of this global agenda, the conspiracy theorists, whatever, you know, we called, and crackpots, wackos, and we all believe in this, that, and t'other, whatever. But you can't deny the fact that these young men are fighting age that are coming into this country, that are being housed in army barracks. And I said this before, and I said on one of the other shows.
Or in four-star hotels and kicking people out of their apartments to rehome them.
I put one on a video on TikTok the other week about Chatterton Hall. Big man, and one woman's like, we've been here 2 years nearly. And they were like, I don't know, there's something weird going on where they're putting them in these hotels, because they're using security staff that are all ethnic as well. So they're not security staff, you know, like you'd hire for an event at, I don't know, the O2 Arena or something like that. These are kind
we
of
had that video. Then we had that video sent recently, didn't we, to us about that hotel?
And it's on TikTok if anybody wants to go watch and watch how weirdly randomly weird and suspect things are. But I think somebody needs to get in there close and get in and do some close filming, you know, sneak in one night and, you know, maybe have a look around these kind of places and get some good footage. Somebody that could probably blend into the background, you know, that could probably match, you know, instead of, you know, somebody who's of ethnic origin themselves, maybe.
We should also have a look at the security companies and maybe apply for jobs.
Well, yeah.
Get a foot in the door. See what security companies are looking after them.
As we were speaking earlier on, Lou, before the show, I mean, something like that would be an ideal little investigation to sort of run for a couple of weeks. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, it's interesting to see. But again, I do know that I think he's the Scottish minister stepped down, hasn't he? He's been under pressure. And he's got a confidence. So it'd be interesting to see what I can, because I'm beige, I can get away with that. I'm mixed. I'm not insulting nobody but myself or half myself.
Do you remember the times when sticks and stones? Do you remember those?
Yeah, I grew up on that diet.
So did I.
I was a brownish kid around, and I used to get Blackjack Jason and Nigger Noah and all sorts of stuff when I was a kid. And I used to just laugh at me and I go, yeah, but you lot are spending 4 or 5 grand to go on holiday, they look like me. You divvies. Do you know what I mean? So whatever, you sit out in the sun for hours on end to look like me. Wicked. So you know what I mean? But yeah, sticks and stones may break my bones, but nerves will never hurt me. I grew up on a diet. Everybody did, and they were like, whatever. If you're offended, big deal. But now
grow
it's
a
like,
pair. That's what you grow a pair. Life's like you can't do this. This is life. You can't. People are going to say things. They're not hurting you. You've just got to grow. You just got to rise above it. It's words at the end of the day. It's just words.
Yeah. Well, words can be vicious, unfortunately. But
of course they can. But at the end of the day, they're just words.
Yeah. But these young men of fighting age are here.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be integrated within society. They are being put up in hotels, and something weird's going on, something strange is going on. There's no factual evidence that's come forward. And, you know, we've heard all these little videos of these pub lady who owns the hotel said this and the blog goes in, but there's no concrete evidence of all these actual sort of accusations or little videos that have been going around. But it would be interesting to see what's going on inside an actual hotel, if somebody could get in there, maybe as an immigrant, maybe as a security guard, maybe, you know, having a little sneak around, maybe on a night time, you know, in the dark when nobody can see, and peeping through the windows and filming to see what goes on. I don't know, but I do know that these young men that are coming into this country and many countries throughout Europe and the world and America and the West for a reason, and these young men are unvetted. I watched the program the other night. They're going to get this young woman. She's overstayed on a visa by 4 weeks, and they had, you know, like five to-dos after her and a couple of women. And all these immigration people. It's like, hang on a minute, you've just wasted all those resources and all that money in chasing this woman. In the meanwhile, the back door's open, and 3,000 have just come in this week, and they're not women that are working here. They're men that are looking out to rape, pillage, murder, and get away with whatever they can do.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, that's about it, really. I'm just keeping an eye on the situation with these immigrants, because I fear the day where it's going to come where the people in this country are going to have to stand up against some form of backlash against it. I mean, look what's going on in Ireland. I mean, it's horrendous. Yeah. I mean, taken to the streets in thousands, they are. It's mental.
So what about, hang on a minute, because you put something out about, you put about the Great Reset being taught in Manchester.
That was the other lady, I forget her name.
All right, okay.
However, that was an interesting, very interesting read. I did actually read that, to be fair. It's an article that the Metro put out. So I'll read it because I've got it up anyway. In a suspected... It says, why is the Great Reset conspiracy theory being taught in a Manchester school? And this is what the Metro put out today, this afternoon. The Great Reset Theory is united conspiracy theorists. In a suspected illegal school hidden away in Stockport, teachers are shunning maths, English and geography for conspiracy theories. Those are the allegations made by The Times, whose undercover reporter witnessed children being taught by those who believe dinosaurs never existed, aeroplane contrails cause disease, and that crystals can cure illness. They are also firm believers that the Great Reset, a conspiracy theory that emerged during COVID and quickly captured followers across the globe. But what is the Great Reset theory, and who started it? The Great Reset is an online conspiracy that claims a global elite is using the coronavirus pandemic to dismantle capitalism and enforce radical social change. Central to this was the use of lockdowns and vaccines seen as a way to control the population. There were also plans to trap people in micro cities and force them to live off eating bugs.
Hang on a minute. We need to write to this because they are an absolute... It's a conspiracy. No, it's not. WEF.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang on, I'll finish
it. We need
to
write... Oh, mate. The mainstream media.
It gets better. The conspiracy theory started after the World Economic Forum, WEF, did actually launch something called the Great Reset. But they had something different in mind. A fairer economic and social system. The internet read into this a little differently. To fully understand how the idea morphed into a plan to enslave the world, it is worth diving safely into the world of the conspiracy theories. What is a conspiracy theory, generally? In general, a conspiracy theory is an attempt to explain harmful, tragic or unusual events as a result of actions by a small but powerful and often secretive group. Tom Phillips, co-author of Conspiracy, History of Bollocks, Theories and How Not to Fall for Them, says it at their heart, conspiracy theories are a way to make sense of the world. Humans have always told ourselves stories that try to explain the confusing, messy world around us with a simple and dramatic narrative. He says, conspiracy theories are just one example of that. People want the world to make sense.
Well, let's just go through and just, because they're highlighting, I can see that they're highlighting. So they're doing the moon landing, they're doing Pizzagate.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the time because we want to try and keep the shows like to half an hour.
January 6th, insurrection.
The insurrection,
And then it goes on how the conspiracy theories, you know, spread and stuff like that. So it's an interesting read. But it just makes it, it's that flip of the coin, isn't it? They're telling you what they're doing, but they're saying it's not true, but it really is.
But so in a way, this is going to make people hopefully look up some of these things and come to their own conclusions. Well, so in a way, it's a bonus. In a way, it is a bonus that it's in. It's a bonus that it's in mainstream media. I think God's making his move.
Oh, he is. And it's been prophesied that the mainstream media will be forced to tell the truth. So expect it. It's coming. Whether they want to or not, it's going to come out of their mouth. They're going to open their mouth and God is going to speak through them if he has to get the truth out there. Because he's had enough. We've had enough. This is the very last day, you guys, of Passover today. So we've already been told the world will be known as before this Passover and after. And when you look around you, one amazing thing that happened over this weekend that I have to bring to the table.
Let me just get this nasty story out the way, because then we can leave with something a bit positive.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think that's probably best. This is just broken. A pensioner who collected tens of thousands of child abuse images over two decades has been jailed for 10 months. Retired, guess this, retired BBC sound engineer David Mundy downloaded more than 58,000 indecent images of children, mostly boys, aged between 6 and 15. When caught, he told detectives images simply showed kids enjoying themselves and that he was only interested in pleasure. Mundy's offending was uncovered in a National Crime Agency sting launched when he attempted to download certain content in 2022. Officers arrested him and searched his home in Esher, Surrey, finding 31 digital storage devices and 124 CDs containing child sex abuse images. Some of the content had been organised into files, including some with titles suggested the victims had been categorised by nationality, such as French and Czech. He also kept a 15-page booklet containing keywords to help him find certain movies and guides to using the dark web anonymously. Mundy told officers he hadn't yet tried to use the dark web and that he wasn't sure what the definition of abuse is. 10 months.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Like, this...
It's disgusting. It's so disgusting.
It needs 10 lashes of a very strong razor blade whip across his back, if you ask me.
Any crime involving children should serve a minimum of, 30 years, if not life. But these, this is more, it's more of the same. And interesting, I wanted to jump in when you were talking about that school that were bringing conspiracy theories and they dropped mass. You'd think they'd drop RSE, wouldn't you?
Not when you know that the people that are pushing it, it's like, well, they're not going to do that. They're not going to drop that, I mean, they probably are dropping that, and they're probably not talking about these, to be fair. And that's that kind of that incident that's happened, or that situation, shall I say. But across the board, you might get, probably 8 work teachers to 2 not now. So, they're up against it. There will be teachers out there that will be educating children, telling them the truth. And they're trying to make an example of it.
I think they've got rid of most of those teachers, to be fair. I mean, what was interesting, it was the conversations on the RSE teachers groups on Facebook. I got thrown out. We've all been in there and everyone's got thrown out. But they don't even know what they're doing, these teachers. Asking for advice and how do I go about, I've got a 5-year-old child with learning difficulties. What's the best way to get around these? Oh, it's just shocking. And this was just in the groups, on the teachers groups, but RSE on Facebook, it's shocking. Anyway, final story, Christine, what have you got?
Well, I've got just a few quickies here. I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and I saw a picture that that literally stopped me in my tracks. I think I shared it with you, Lou. It was a toy. It was like a toy for babies or children just learning how to spell, and spell being the key word. It was called My First Seance, and it was a freaking Ouija board for little people, like toddlers.
No, I d you didn't. I don't
Yes.
remember seeing that.
My First Seance. That's what it's
Wow.
called. Yeah, if you don't think that the devil is after your kids, folks, open your eyes. It's everywhere. It is everywhere. And I caught a very good video that Richard Vobes put out this weekend on Klaus Schwab, asking, is he dead? Is he ill? Is he in prison?
I saw that. I saw that, yeah.
That was really good. So I would highly recommend checking that out.
Well, we'll get Richard
And
back on the show actually, because he has been so supportive to us. He's been brilliant. He's
absolutely.
such a good friend. So we'll get him out on the show. We'll get him on.
Yes. And then over the weekend in the States, we had some terrible weather. And if you guys remember me saying, I think on our last show, to expect weather warfare, that they're
Yes.
looking at using that across nations. They've wiped out Omaha, Nebraska. They wiped out Sulphur, Oklahoma. I'm talking, it's there's nothing standing. The town's gone. They're
Wow.
gone. Gone. It's in Sulphur, Oklahoma. There had been a huge tornado that had come through, and people, when it cleared, were outside trying to rescue. Search and rescue was going on. They're trying to get to people that may be underground in shelters and whatever. When another tornado, same or bigger size, came through and just flattened it all. It's so sad. So be in prayer for those. And remember, you've got power and authority over that. If you guys see something that does not look natural, take authority over it in the spirit, pray about it, and shut it down. Speak peace. On a
Amen.
happy note, and this is my last story, which I was thrilled to see. It always makes me happy. And I stand in agreement with Jace and Lou, both of you, on what you're talking about. This evil at the top is on all seven mountains of society. So we know that. And it's up to us to rise up and take those positions back. We've got to. But one thing I found so just encouraging, and especially after watching his journey for several years, Russell Brand got baptized over the weekend in the River Thames, of all
Oh, wow.
places. Yeah. He came out, he said, I'm a Christian. I thought I was Buddhist. They have a lot. I thought I was this. I thought I was, but no,
I
I'm
think
a
he's panicking a
Christian.
bit because he's going to be implicated in stuff. Like the last lawsuit, I know he's a shock jock. I personally think he started waking up, and that story was something. He's disgusting. He's vulgar. But in that time, I don't think that those stories that he, the people who they've come out all these years after, could it be my possibility, which I'm thinking is, did they maybe he was out and they had one night stands and what have you, and he just didn't bother calling and just moved on to, he was, that was the life, and now he's in the press. They're coming out with, who knows? I don't know. But there's something about Russell Brand. I met him once years and years and years ago because he's from Essex and I've got a lot of friends from there. But I don't like him. There's something.
Well,
I hope
give
he
him another
he's got
look.
it. I am, but I hope he's got it in his heart. I hope he's not. I hope he's doing it because he's not just doing it because he knows he's in
No,
trouble.
it's legit. It's legit. You if you've watched him over the past year, year and a half or two, especially, his entire everything has changed.
But his close friends, he's one of his best mates, is that Noah Harari?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Google Russell Brand. Google, like, Russell Brand, Noah Harari. They're best friends.
It used to be Fabian Society. He used to have a tattoo of a white wolf on his arm, and he got it covered not long back. So he's Masonic, Fabian Society. However, he looks
well,
at him.
He's the first one to come out and say, look, I've done it all. You know, yeah. I've done it all.
I'm quite inclined, though, to sort of sit with Lou on this one. Knowing Russell Brand, I've watched him for years.
Okay.
And I remember him when the election happened. It was like, they're all this, they're all that, they're all this. And all of a sudden, he's like, they don't matter who you vote for, they're all those corrupts. And then when the election
came...
And
he was doing the whole, like, communist,
like,
Marxism stuff.
Get rid of these conservatives, vote Labour. It's like, hang on a minute. Yesterday, you were saying that they're all corrupt, don't vote anybody, you know. And so it flips, and it plays the game for the cameras, does Russell Brand. And I saw,
look, I pray that he does. I pray that he really has found Jesus and Jesus has saved him. But knowing
I think
Russell Brand, even when he was first starting out with his, like, he used to have a side thing, and he went in and he went into a pub and he paid somebody to let him do a sex act on a gay bloke because he just wanted to know what it was like or something. You know, he was a shock jock. It was really shocking. But I pray to God that he really has found himself. But we've got to keep in the back of our mind that
he's Russell Brand.
And he's very close, very, very close with Noah Harari.
Okay,
so
I pray
the Lord that he has found Jesus. I really do. But just as I say, Russell Brand's been around for absolutely forever on our TV,
yeah,
on a Friday night. Do you know what I mean? When he was very young, I met him once. I just know something didn't sit right with me. But let's pray that he really has, that he's confessed his sins, and he's doing it. Let's pray that he really has.
Absolutely, because God is bigger than Russell Brand, and God is bigger than Noah Harari, and God can do anything. So we'll see how it goes. Time will tell. But I thought that was really exciting. I am rooting for him. I hope it's true. We'll see how that all plans out.
So that's the end of the show tonight. The Prophecy Show won't be on tomorrow. I'm not here. Maybe if I get to my destination and I do get time, but I very much doubt it because I'm actually going, somebody's invited me and got me a ticket. Well, not a ticket, but invited me to join them at the World Council of Health's dinner, which is at Lord's Cricket Ground. So it's going to be very posh, too. I don't know what the hell I'm going to wear. But so I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Wednesday, we will do a new show. Christine, you're not here for the weekend, are you? So there might not be a prophecy update this week unless we can record one.
I think we'll record a prophecy update, but I will be in Warrior, Alabama at Church International for the prophecy conference with Robin Bullock. So very excited about that.
Hey, Dave. Well, I had to record it last night. It was the one Christine told me to watch. Jason, listen to this. So last week, last Sunday, I get a message from Christine, and she said something like, Robin Bullock's just given a prophecy and he's just cured your diverticulitis. It's going to be gone. She said, you need to watch it. So I haven't bothered watching it. And then I watched it last night. And he literally, he was describing there's somebody in pain right in the stomach. It's horrible. They're in total and utter agony. And then he just comes out with the word diverticulitis, literally looks into the camera like, oh, yeah. And do you know what? I haven't had to take any pain relief at all. Granted, I've been doing it all natural. Thank you to Clive for that. But that just finished it last night. I think that got rid of it all. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Robin Bullock, for that.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. So excited.
And what a time to be alive. Jason, have you heard anything more on this whole moon nonsense? Did anything more come of it? He's on mute. Maybe he's gone. Jason?
Sorry, I had your mute. I was talking to myself. Wow. It's funny you say that.
Any bits on the moon?
Because I watched lots of footage from lots of different places all over the world. And that, what we saw, was definitely some form of holographic spectacle, without a shadow of a doubt. In some of the videos that I watched, when it happened, I even said, I said, that looked like with a camera shutting, with like a lens shutting. It didn't look like an eclipse. And if you actually watch on some of the videos, you see this thing coming across, and then it kind of stops momentarily before it takes off again. It's like, hang on a minute. You're telling me that the moon's just stopped, had a little break, a little breather momentarily, then moved on again. It paused. You get the full eclipse, the full ring, for about 30 seconds, and then it moves on. So even the timing, it's like, hang on a minute, the moon's just crossed. But in certain bits of footage, you can see something slides. It's like something slides around the back of the moon, like a shutter screen or something. So whatever we witnessed, or whatever the people out there witnessed, was some form of technological advancement far beyond the knowledge and capability of what we know as a general public. And that was not a proper eclipse. And even when you look at the star data, the moon did not pass the sun. It didn't pass the sun at all. It goes past it, not across it. It doesn't go in front of it. It goes past it on that day. So whatever that was, it worked, because it looked like it was an eclipse. But when you actually look a little bit closer and slow bits of footage down and watch it again and watch it again, you can see something, but it wasn't an actual eclipse in comparison to other eclipse footage that I watched. It wasn't the same. It looked some form of CGI, holographic, make-believe, not real.
Simulation.
Maybe. But then when you look at the Chinese, they built a sun simulator, didn't they? And they have done, and apparently that sun simulator that they built can go up to 7 times the actual heat of the sun itself. So the thing that supports all life on Earth, whether it be local, whether it be 93 million miles away, whether it be 4,000 miles away, whatever it is, they've created and built something that's more powerful than that times 7. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's some shenanigans that's been going on up there. I know there was a company out there that creates solar eclipse, but it didn't give his hand away too much on the surface. I think you need to sort of engage with these people on a personal level to find out, you know, what kind of technology that they're using. But there's a company called, I think it's Phoenix or something, and they create solar eclipses. So don't know how it's done, but something not right with what we saw.
Interesting what times we're living in. So that's it, libertytactics.co.uk. If you'd like to buy us a coffee to support us, we would very much appreciate it. Catherine's blog, exposingthelie.info. You can find Christine on Truth Social at Q Team Awesome. And Jason is now running, and you'll find him on Liberty Tactics TikTok. So that's it for tonight. Jason, couple of final words.
Prepare for the storm, get your raincoat out, because it's coming. But yeah, as always, stand in your truth, standing always, defend your own truth, stand for what's right, and do the right thing, because always is the right thing to do.
Christine?
If I can get unmuted. Sorry, guys. I could not agree more, Jason. Just absolutely do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do. So if you see something, say something. Understand that we are about to go into a time that anything that can be shaken will be shaken. So make sure you're standing on solid ground.
Yep. So that's it. Actually, I've just that. Okay, that's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk. We will be back Wednesday. Good night.